As the sugi begins with Hilchas Mezuzah, the Gemara begins in Daf Yudam and Aleph Tanur Rabbanan. Call Lishka Shoy B'Migdash Lo Hayelam Mezuzah. All of the Lishkas that were in the Beis Hamikdash did not have a Mezuzah. Chutz Milishkas Pahedrin, except for the Lishkas Pahedrin Shoy Beis Tiril Kohen Gadol, when we know the Kohen Gadol resided during the 7 days of preparation for Yom Kippur. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, to which Rabbi Yehuda says, V'aloi Kama Lishkas Hay B'Migdash, weren't there many lishkas then, shahaylam beistira, that had apartments v'lahaylam mezuzah, that had apartments without a mezuzah, ela lishkas behedrin gzeira haisa. There was a special gzeira, as the Gemara goes on to explain why the lishkas behedrin should have a mezuzah. Ask the Gemara, my time, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying that really the lishkas behedrin does not have to have a mezuzah, but this Lishka did have a mezuzah because of a gzeira. Why would it not otherwise be mechuyif to have a gzeira? Says the Gemara, Kol bayis she'eino osu l'maisa chama l'maisa gishamim. Any home that's not there, that's resided in the summer and the winter, is eina bayis, is not considered a home. And this Gemara opens up to us a very fundamental question. And that is, people go to bungalows in the summer. And the question is, why are those bungalows mechuyev and mezuzah? They go there, they only are there in the summer. We're not speaking in this shir about a person who owns a beautiful summer home for two reasons. First of all, whenever we speak about owning versus renting, so the halacha is much stricter in Hilchos Mezuzah, as we'll learn in Masechta Menachos and Mitzvah Shem, when it comes to owning versus renting. So if you own the home, especially if it's a home that you could go to not just in the summer, but you could go to, it's winterized, even in the winter, there for sure there's a chiyuv mezuzah. Our discussion here is, where somebody rents a bungalow, and it's a bungalow that is only in the summer, it's not winterized, it's not a place that you own, should you put on a mezuzah or not? And as we learn the Gemara, we could actually use some of the concepts that the Rishonim and Achronim use in understanding our Gemara, and perhaps understanding what should be the halacha regarding the Lishkas Pehedrin. The Ritva makes a very interesting observation. He says that only in the discussion in our Gemara about the Lishkas Pehedrin being mechuyev in mezuzah, or not being mechuyev mezuzah, he says, was only in the Bayis Rishon. Because as we learned in the previous sugya, in the Bayis Rishon, the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadolim had long years of service. And therefore, every year, he came back as Kohen Gadol. And therefore, even though he's only in the Lishkas Behedrin for 1 week a year, it makes no difference. Since that 1 week a year is every year, that's why it becomes more of a bias, and he obviously lived here for more than 30 days, if you accumulate all the years. But in the Bayis Sheni, as the Gemara explained, where they didn't, the Kohanim Gedolim, most of the Kohanim Gedolim did not even live out the year. There was a different Kohen Gadol, as we learned in the previous Gemara, every year. Therefore, everybody agrees that's not considered a dira, and there was no chiyuv to put on the mezuzah. And in fact, that's an explanation that the Mefarshim give to a question that's asked. In our Gemara, as we begin the sugyas, the Gemara began the Masechta, the Gemara spoke about two situations of sequestering the Kohen Gadol. One situation was the 7 days before Yom Kippur, and the other was by the Parah Adumah. And all the Mefarshim asked the question that our Gemara only focuses on the Lishkas Bahedrin if it's Mechuyev and Mezuzah. But the Lishkas Evin, the room made out of stone with a Kohen who did the Avodah, the Parah Adumah, is nowhere mentioned in our Gemara that it's Mechuyev and Mezuzah. It seems that everybody agrees it wasn't Mechuyev in Mezuzah. So Tosfos already asked the question. And one Tosfos says is that we're only speaking about Lishkas that were in the Kodesh, in the Beis HaMikdash compound. The Lishkas HaEvan wasn't there. But another Tosfos is that the Lishkas Bahedrin every year was used. And as we just explained from the Tefillah, not only was it used every year, but it was used by the same Kohen Gadol every year. And if the same Kohen Gadol used it every year, so that gives it a kvius, even though he only used it for 1 week a year. Whereas, as the Gemara itself said, the Parah Adumah Avodah was done very infrequently. So you don't have this concept of accumulation. And since it wasn't used, you don't have this concept that all the various years that it's used accumulate together. That's why the Lishkas HaEvan is potter. But what's relevant to the discussion that we're having is that since if you have a bungalow, and indeed it's only a bungalow, and it's only used for the summer, but if a person goes to that bungalow every year, so therefore it seems that he should be mechuyev to put up a mezuzah on that bungalow if he knows he's going back to that bungalow every year. But actually, as we have this discussion about the chiyev mezuzah on a bungalow, it really opens itself up to a much more fundamental question. And the question is, what is Rabbi Kiva Eger says that when a home is left vacant, there's no chiyuv mezuzah on the home. In fact, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, if somebody leaves his home for an extended period of time, he must recite a new bracha on the mezuzah upon his return home, because while he was away, there was no need for the house to have a mezuzah. He says, a bigger chiddush, that even if there are family members left at home during that period when the owner of the home wasn't there, they still would have to have a chiyuv mezuzah, because the chiyuv mezuzah is on the owner of the home. And if he's not there, and the people who are living there are no more than tenants, and as we said at the beginning of this year, tenants chiyuv is certainly not the same chiyuv as the chiyuv of the owner, and therefore he says that the tenants would have to put on, the owner comes back after being away for an extended period of time, he has to make a new bracha. The Pesach Tshuva has a sefer Nachlas Tzvi, and he disagrees with Rabbi Kivega. He says, certainly, if the people of the family members remain in the house, there's a chiyuv mezuzah, because they're certainly no worse than a tenant. And the fact that the owner is not there, and that the owner's chiyuv is a chiyuv deraisa, and their chiyuv was only a chiyuv derabbanan, because he says, even if you'll agree with that conceptually, there's never a chiyuv bracha when you have a house become chiyuv and mezuzah from a chiyuv derabbanan to a chiyuv deraisa. In other words, let's say I rented a house, and after I rent the house, I buy that same house, and I obviously had mezuzahs up in my house that entire time. The halacha is that I don't have to put on, that I don't make a new bracha now that I became the owner of the house. Why? Because I had the mezuzahs, and even though it went from the rabbanon to the raisa, we don't put on a new mezuzah. Similarly, let's say there was a child living in an apartment, and now that child becomes bar or bas mitzvah. He had mezuzahs on his apartment. He wouldn't make a new bracha. The Mefarshim take the opinion of Rav Akiva Eiger and don't necessarily agree with it. They say that the Shita Mekubetzes says, quotes Rabbeinu Yonason, if somebody owns 10 homes and he doesn't live in any one of those homes on a consistent basis, he goes to each home annually, all of them still require a mezuzah. Why? Because once it's considered your home, it's mechuyiv in a mezuzah. It seems that Rabbeinu Yonason is teaching us that as soon as an area is identified as your home, that's when it's mechuyiv in mezuzah. So, if we're going to follow that approach, as long as it's a home that you live in, the fact that you only live in it in the summer shouldn't make a difference. You should be mechuyiv in mezuzah no matter what. You should be mechuyiv, it seems, according to those opinions, to put the mezuzah on those homes no matter what. Taking this a step further, regarding our question on the bungalow. So, there's a sefer on Hilchas Mezuzah called Mezuzas Melachim, which is written on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Yud Aleph, where he discusses Hilchas Mezuzah. And he says a very big chiddush. He says, Hasoichem, this is in Sifkot and Kuf Pei Gimel. He says, Hasoichem Dir B'Kayitz, people rent homes in resort areas. It's like somebody who rents a home. But then he says a very big chiddush. Even if you're there for many months, potem mezuzah. And he says two reasons. One is lefish ein adiras kva; it's not considered a adiras kva. The domel yoshe beis asrum, which our gemara seems to feel that somebody who lives in a jail, well, abarchim midbar. The our gemara seems to say that if you live in a jail, you're not mechuyev mezuzah. V'akein lo yikfu mezuzah, and therefore you shouldn't put a mezuzah ad yom shloish v'achav alay bracha. So he seems to say you shouldn't even put on a mezuzah at all, because it could be considered like a dira bal karcha, a dira that you don't really want to live in. And the halach is that a dira bal karcha is not mechuyiv in mezuzah. And actually, the Stei Chemed discusses such a shaila as well in Mareches Hamem Klal Kuf Yud Ches, in the last part of that issue. In the last part of that piece, he discusses that situation, and he says the svara that maybe it's not considered a home because it's a dir bal karcha. It's not a place that you want to live. You're only living there to get away from the city. He says maybe it should be compared to somebody who's on the run, and somebody that is on the run doesn't put up a mezuzah in the house that he lives in. But he says very interesting difference. He says somebody who is running away, so he says, she'en lo shum chepetz v'rotzen v'adir shebekfar. He doesn't really want to be where he is. Lulei ha'oynes hazeh, if not for this unfortunate situation that put him where he is. B'kol yoyim v'yoyim mekabim tshuvas Hashem, and he constantly is hoping that he'll be able to go back home. That is considered a diras arai. But somebody who isn't forced to go where he's going. He's going there because it's where he wants to be, because it's nicer weather or nicer company. But it wasn't that he was forced to go there. And not only that, he says, people enjoy being in on vacation and being in these places. He says, Medina chayim mezuzah u'bebrocha. He says, such a place, you have an obligation to put on a mezuzah, and you have to make a bracha on the mezuzah. But then, he himself says, perhaps you shouldn't make a bracha there, because it isn't quite certain that that's where you want to be. And since it's not 100% certain that that's where you want to be, you shouldn't necessarily make a bracha in such a in such a place. I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his sefer on Masechta Mezuzah also has a discussion, and he seems to take the approach that if it has the structure of a home, it doesn't have to be a fancy home, but if it has the structure of a home, it's mechuyev in a mezuzah. It's mechuyev in a mezuzah. Reb Moshe has a tshuva on this issue in Yoredei, in August Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Yoredei, Simen Kuf Ayin Tes. And he says a very interesting psak. He clearly holds that such an area is mechuyev in a mezuzah, but he takes the approach that the halacha is that if somebody is renting an apartment, so the gemara in Chutzlaretz, the halacha is that he only makes the bracha on the mezuzah after 30 days. But there's a Namukhe Yosef, and Reb Moshe apparently follows the opinion of the Namukhe Yosef that holds that if you rent the house and you know you're going to be there for more than 30 days, that means you signed the lease, and the lease will have you there for more than 30 days. So then Reb Moshe says that you should put on the mezuzah with a bracha immediately. Says Reb Moshe, a bungalow is not that way. Reb Moshe suggests that even if someone is renting a bungalow, but he's renting it for more than 30 days, that according to the way we just explained, we wouldn't put on the mezuzah until we would put on the mezuzah immediately right away. Here Reb Moshe says he should wait for day 31 to put on the mezuzah. I saw in the Sefer Pesachei Sha'arim says that if it's a bungalow, then even if you won't necessarily come back, because as we said at the beginning of the shir from the Ritva, the fact that you do or don't come back every year is a very important factor in determining if it's mechuyev in mezuzah or not. But he says that if we know that this is a bungalow in a bungalow colony that is inhabited by Jews, and even if you won't come back next year there will be another Jew that will put on the mezuzah, he says that you're not allowed to take off that mezuzah from the bungalow, because it's no different than taking off the mezuzah from your home. And just like when one leaves his home, he's not supposed to take off the mezuzah, so too, leaving a bungalow, he says, number one, you should put on the mezuzah. He says, like Reb Moshe, wait till day 31 to put it on. Perhaps, based on some of the concepts we learned in the shir, don't make a bracha. The Chemetz says the same. But, on the other hand, don't remove the mezuzah, even if it's not your intention to come back. Unless, of course, if by leaving the mezuzah over there in the bungalow in an area where there's nobody the whole winter, and particularly if it's open to the elements, the snow and the rain, then of course you'd be allowed to remove the mezuzah to protect it.